Budapest is the latest city to end its bid to host the Olympic Games. The Hungarian government pulled its support for the city's attempt to host the 2024 Summer Games yesterday. Budapest is the fourth city to drop its bid, following Boston, Hamburg, and Rome. That leaves only Los Angeles and Paris still in the running. The news comes 6 months after the closing ceremonies of the Summer Games in Rio and stories this week about venues there falling apart and abandoned. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, welcome to Here Now.
Hello, thanks.
So the story in USA Today is that the Olympic Village is a ghost town and the athletes' village is empty in Rio. I mean, what was supposed to happen there?
Well, supposed to happen. I think anyone who looked at it with knowledge of the Olympics in the past could have predicted something along these lines. It's just very predictable, the environmental impact of a lot of these structures, the monetary burden that it would be to a country like Brazil, which, to be fair, when it bid on the Games was in flush economic times, but has since, of course, fallen on hard political and economic times. It was all so very foreseeable. But the Olympics does not care, or at least to be very fair, to bend over backwards like a rhythmic gymnast, to be very, very fair, did not care quite demonstrably for years. Now they say they do. They have a plan for sustainability from 2020 going forward. And Thomas Bach, who is the new president of the Olympics, says that he very much wants venues to be used going forward and not to bankrupt companies. But that has not been the case in the past.
Mike, I mean, it seems like another black eye for the Olympic movement here. I mean, this is a bit shameful that so close after the end of the Games, these places are abandoned and causing economic and environmental problems. Who's to blame here?
Well, I think it's everyone's to blame. It's either the people actually, the Olympic members who actually award the bids and demand that they have extremely expensive per diems and stay in five-star hotels and get treated like grandees. But even if you are one of the members of the Olympic Committee that sees themselves as a reformer, you know, Western Europe or even the United States, do you really stand up and ever say no, not enough? I mean, Los Angeles still has an active bid. So maybe what the Olympics needs is for all the possible nations to host it to go away and to give the message. But of course, that's not going to happen because there will always be someone with a gleam of it in their eye saying, oh, we can do it better than Rio. And maybe Tokyo can. You know, Tokyo is a more developed nation and they have something to prove. But even with Tokyo, there's, you know, just the history of the Olympics. They'd rather build a new stadium than maybe use an existing one and admit, okay, it won't be the state of the art for those couple of weeks, but it also won't bankrupt the host country.
So the structure of the Olympic movement is partly to blame. And with Budapest, the latest city to drop its bid, I mean, do you think the Olympics are in trouble?
I do. I think they definitely need to reform. I think we're seeing a trend where only autocratic countries are putting forward their or raising their hands. So we see Beijing and Almaty, Kazakhstan. I mean, Budapest, if you look at what's going on in Hungary, it's not exactly unautocratic, and even them pulling out. So it's only sort of dictators who will use the Olympics to burnish their country's potential willing to do it, and democracies just don't want the headache. Some do. Tokyo does. Apparently Los Angeles still does, but that is waning.
Budapest. That's Mike Pesca. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You're welcome.